rare scripture for this church. Amen. But a place that we should reflect upon many times. Amen. To the apostolic, it's a cherished portion of word. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, then Peter said unto them, repent. And then he said to be baptized. How many of them?
Everyone.
How? In the name of Jesus Christ. For what? The remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's not totally our focal point today, but I will say this. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're associated with His death. When we repent because we die to our sins, we're associated with His burial. When we're baptized because we are buried in His name. And we're associated with His resurrection because of the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost to raise us back up from that death and from that burial. Amen. Praise God. So, let's also look at Hebrews 13 and verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody say forever. We are living in a changing world. People will look at you and say, that is so 90s. That is so 2013. I could care less about your 90s and your 2013. This is what I got my eyes on. Jesus is the same. I would have a nervous breakdown if I tried to stay up with what the world is up to. And the reason that's so 90s and that's so 2013 and all of that jazz is because they can't find what they're looking for. I have found it, and it don't change. Don't take me wrong, we're not taking up another offering, but has anybody got any change? Have you got any room for change? Is there anything in your mind that can be changed? Anything in your heart, your spirit, your body? Amen. One of the most difficult things for a pastor, and I confess, is that when you preach and preach and preach and pray and pray and pray, teach and teach and teach, and people stay the same. Amen. None of us in here have that problem. However, change is necessary for the good. All right. Let's look to the Lord in prayer as we endeavor to preach for a little while. To know is to need. To know is to need. Amen. There's someone out there in this world right now that's worshiping thousands of gods. There's so many gods until their goddess has arms coming out of her everywhere. Because they don't know how many gods there is. They just don't know. And so because they don't know what you and I and some of us know, they don't sense the need. But you and I know, and we sense the need. So to know is to need. Amen. Let's look to the Lord. Jesus, we thank You today for the chance. Praise You today for the honor and for the opportunity. God bless the preaching, the teaching, and most importantly, the reaching. By Your divine Spirit and wonderful anointing, in Jesus' name, amen. God blesses your seated just now. After that, it's up to you. We have insurance. But let me say at the very onstart of the message today that if you reject the Spirit, you reject the power. Now, if there would be anything that the enemy would try to rob the church of, it would be the Spirit. Because it's the Spirit that gets you excited, and the excitement will cause you to worship. And He inhabits the praises of His people. And so the first thing that's got to go out of any assembly is the Spirit. And so I'm telling you, the enemy doesn't care what we preach. We just can't preach about that Holy Ghost. We can't preach about that speaking in tongues business. And we can't preach about the name of Jesus. It's funny how every church, when they pray over the sick, they pray in the name of Jesus. When they pray over you in the hospital, it's over in the name of Jesus. When they conclude their prayer in a restaurant, it's always in the name of Jesus. But when it comes to salvation, the axe has been put there and it has been cut off. And the reason for that is because the devil despises the name. But Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't even apologize, but there's not a devil in hell or out of hell that can stop us from preaching about the name of Jesus. Because not only is there healing in His name, not only is there deliverance in His name, but salvation is in that name. This is the hour of power. This is not an hour of religion. Amen. But this is an hour of relationship. Amen. So the hour of power is here. Amen. We pray on Saturday night. We call that the hour of power. Amen. Because we come together for almost an hour. We pray together. And then we sum it all up with prayer requests around the altar. It's a beautiful time to be at Landmark because great things take place and we've seen miracles. People have been healed. Not long ago, a prayer request came up. We prayed and a person was healed of cancer. The doctors were baffled and their minds were blown. That's what an hour of power can do. And you need to be here for that. Hallelujah. Don't be just religious and just try to tag in and tag out every now and then, but get your mind made up, get your foot on the ground, and let's believe the Lord for the will of God to be done, and let's do something while we have a chance. Now you know that. Now you sense the need, and you need to be here. Amen. There are synonyms in the Bible. And that's one word that means the same as another word. Example, His will is His way. You pray for the way of God, then you're going to have to understand His will. If you want His will, then you're going to get His way. His character is also His Christ. His spirit is also His power. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you you don't need the Spirit of God, because we all need the authority of the Holy Ghost. We all need the dominion of the Holy Ghost to overcome this world. Amen. There's no such thing as one without the other. Acts chapter 1 verse number 8 says, "But you shall receive power." When? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You need to know this. Then you will know you need this. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you what you need. Let the Word of God tell you what you need. It said you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And so since we know that, we need to be in hot pursuit for the Spirit of God. Not another religion, not another cold, dead ritual and routine, amen, but the Spirit of God, the power of God, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God. Am I making sense? Amen. Luke chapter 24, verse 49, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." Jesus only took them as far as Bethany. That's a day's walk away from Jerusalem. They had to make the choice to go all the way to Jerusalem. Amen. There's always going to be somebody somewhere that decides they just don't want to go all the way. But thank God for that little bunch that decided in the crowd of 500 people that we're going to Jerusalem. He promised us something, and we're not going to stop walking until we get to the promise. Now we can sit here and pretend we don't know what the preacher's saying, so we can keep our little walk with God convenient. But we need to understand something. We've got a promise, and the promise is the same thing as a command. Amen. I'm telling you, you need to walk to Jerusalem and get the promise. If 120 went to Jerusalem, I'm not good at math, but if 120 of them went to Jerusalem, received the promise, out of 500, how many stayed back? Wouldn't that be 380? No wonder we got more against us than are for us. When the 380 walked away, all they could preach was how good he was. How many miracles he did. What a wonderful Savior he is. I saw him. I saw him divide the fishes and the loaves. It was awesome. Let's all just thank the Lord for what he could do. They had no ability to talk about the promise. They had no ability to preach about the presence. Amen. We need to connect to the 120 because they went all the way. Am I making sense now? How many of you have been all the way? Amen. You've been to Jerusalem. You know what the promise is. You didn't linger and you didn't stay back. You know exactly what God can do. You've seen the miracle, the signs and the wonders. And you have participated in the power that fell and the fire. Amen. He said, I'll send a promise upon you. Tarry there. Jesus only took them as far as they had to make the choice. Some were content to have him beside them. Some decided they wanted him inside them. Those are the apostles. Amen. Or apostolics. Praise God. They were once disciples, which were students of the Lord. And on that day, they became apostles, people with a message from the Master. You've decided to make the trip. Why don't we just decide to go the distance? I've learned that wind can burn to the point that it can be like fire. You can get sunburned from wind at the beach. Did you know that? Beach bums. Amen. I married one. My wife loves the beach. But you can. It can be cloudy and the wind can blow and you come out with a sunburn. Wind burn is the same as sunburn. Let me get a little spiritual here with you. We need the wind and we need the sun because we need the fire. When I leave church today, I want to feel the burn because the wind was blowing and because the S-O-N was shining bright. And the anointing was here. And the undergirding of the Holy Ghost could be felt in the house. And the presence of the Lord was here. You worshiped him. He came into that praise. And because of that, we have felt him center to circumference. Over us, under us, and around us. Hallelujah. Amen. One of these days, I'm going to get to those of you that sit there looking like you swallowed a dill pickle sideways. Hallelujah. Amen. And you're going to get a smile on your face. I don't even know if you got teeth or not. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to see them one of these days, even if they're store-bought. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because that's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what the Spirit does. That's what the fire does. That's what the anointing does. Somebody shout, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need the wind. We need the sun. The teenage boy caught himself on fire, came running down the middle aisle. He literally did on the outside of the church, doused himself with gas, caught himself on fire, ran down the middle aisle and shouted to the preacher right there, "It feels good to be on fire," and fell dead. There will never be a day on this hill where a teenager will have to douse themselves with gas and set themselves on fire to feel the heat in the church. The Holy Ghost will always reside here. You might not, but the Holy Ghost will. You may not make it, but the Spirit of God is going to make it hot. And the anointing is going to continue to break every yoke and to tear down every stronghold. This ain't about me, baby, and it ain't about you. It's about Jesus Christ, and he is able to set you free. Listen, the search is on for the church with the Holy Ghost and fire. Look at Acts chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. Amen. Where the word of the Lord tells us, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon one of them. Just the deacons. Just a man behind the pulpit. It sat upon each of them. I'm telling you, this Holy Ghost fire is for all of us. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Would you read the word? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And I can't find it in the scripture where the Lord cut that off and said, that's enough. Amen. It ain't over. It ain't over till it's over. And it ain't over. What are your aspirations in life? What are you searching for? I'm telling you, the world is wrong. The Bible is right. Hallelujah. What if we saw what he bought with his own blood? What's wrong with admitting that we could have been wrong? You've heard the story about it. The king decided to set a prisoner loose. He just felt it in his spirit. And he just went down to the prison and just walked down the aisle. And he said, what's your story? I'm innocent. They accused me of this. They accused me. This one, I was blackmailed. And they did this and they did this. And story after story why they shouldn't be in there and how they were all innocent. And he walked up to one jail cell and the man was sitting on his little bed over there. And he said, what's your story? He said, sir. He said, I'm guilty. He said, I did it. And I deserve what I got. And the king said, turn him loose. He said, I don't want somebody so guilty hanging out with so many innocent people, he might hurt somebody. Amen. What's wrong with just looking to the Lord and saying, is there a greater way? Is there a better path? Is there something more for me? Is there something that I can connect to? Is there something that I can be filled with? Is there another fire that I can literally feel? Is there an anointing? Is there a dominion in the Holy Ghost that I haven't tapped into as of yet? Listen, you're drawn by the Spirit or you wouldn't even be here. But it's the doctrine that's going to hold you. Amen. We need to know this. Because if we would ever know this, we would know that we need this. Does anybody need anything from the Lord today? Hallelujah. Amen. The word says, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Seeking and finding, synonym. Knocking and opening, synonym. Spirit and power, synonym. Revelation 3 and 8. Let's look at this. Hallelujah. Amen. I know your works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. In other words, the Lord is saying, even at the end of the book, he's saying, I've still got something for you. You've got a little strength. You haven't arrived. You're not graduated. I've still got something for you. So get up and get a hold of it, because you've never had anything like it. There are good things that come from God, but this is his best. Here's what he is looking for. Whosoever will, let him come. He's a friend. A friend is someone who knows the song in your heart and can sing it back to you, even when you've forgotten the words. And no matter what you do, God's not going away, because he loves you. And he will continue to reach for you. You'll wake up and he'll be on your mind. You'll wake up and you'll feel his presence. And no matter how far you get away from, try to get away from him, God will not leave you alone. Amen. There was a faith that was once delivered to the saints. Keep it and you'll be kept. Fight for it and you'll be fortified. And don't forget, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The word is calling for those that want absolutes. There's so many religions. There'll be a religion born today because grandma said something. There'll be another religion born tomorrow because somebody said something they felt. Something they thought. If it don't match with the word of God, I don't want to hear what you think and what you thought. Because we need the word of God. Because the word of God is true. Being apostolic is absolutely right, because you're one with the message. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, God is good. All the time. Somebody needs to feel His Spirit one more time. I ask the church to raise your hand and surrender to the Lord and worship to our God. So whatever you are experiencing with God will bleed over on somebody right next to you. Very close to you. Praise God. Let the anointing flow. Let the presence flow. Let the power flow. Let them hear your words as you tell your God that you love Him. Amen. Apostolics, you may not realize this, but this is not happening in a lot of churches, even in our little county. People are not raising their hands. They're not saying, Jesus, I love you. They're not saying, Lord, I worship you. They have no opportunity and no privilege and no honor to go to an altar for repentance. Amen. It's shut off. It's shut down. It ain't there. Amen. The atmosphere is not filled with the Spirit. But we can do that for them right now. We can do that for them right now. Somebody feel His Spirit one more time. Sense the cross, sense the blood, the unchanging hand, the one that makes all the difference. It's not going away. Stand together. Are you sick? Are you sinful? Are you in the valley of decision? Are you contemplating a little compromise? Revelation 3 and 8. Hallelujah. I know your works again. I've set before you an open door and no man can shut it. Thank God for that. But I've got to be the man to open it. He said, I stand at the door and I knock. He won't let anybody shut it. But I've got to be the one to open it. And say, Lord, come on in. You don't know how desperately I need you. You don't know how hungry. You don't know how thirsty. I need this, Holy Ghost. Where are you? He said, I'll show you a door. This is a true story. I saw it unfold. I saw him say it. He was in prison for years. He was finally released. He stood in front of the door on the outside. And the guard simply said, good luck. And the man that had been in prison for most of his life, he asked the guard, so I can just walk away? And the guard said, absolutely. He couldn't believe it. We need some folks to believe something right now. I want you to walk away today telling people you know it. You can be set free today. You can be delivered today. Are you sure? I can just walk away? Absolutely. I wonder if there's anybody in the house today that needs a little bit of that liberty. Anybody in the house today that needs a little bit of that freedom. And if you feel it and sense it and you want it, why don't you come and stand with me? I'm already here. You won't be by yourself. I just need a little more liberty in the Holy Ghost. I just need a little more strength. I just need a little more spirit. I just need a little more anointing. I just need a little more help, hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just need God. I just need God. I need this promise. I know things and I sense things and I want to act on these things and I want to believe God for these things. I need some folks that will help us pray around the altar right now and believe God to move on people in a great way. Amen. You know where needs are. You know where people are struggling. You've got friends. You've got family. You've got loved ones that you know what their struggle is. Find them and have faith with them. find them and believe God with them. Find them and pray them through it. Help them through it. Be a blessing, be a strength, be an anointing to somebody right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him for His touch. Let's praise Him for His blessings. Let's praise Him that He's here. Let's praise Him that we can have more. Praise Him that we can go further. Praise Him that we can dig in deeper. Praise Him that we can go higher, wider. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My
comfort,
my comfort,
my shelter,
tower of refuge. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
let every breath,
all that I am,
never cease to worship.
Now we know. So let us go to the house of the Lord and let us give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.